Today is Arbor Day, which is a kind of pseudo-holiday that was started in the late 1800s. It's supposed to be a day in which people plant trees where trees used to be. And it never had a specific date, but is now honored by most people whenever it's convenient for them to go out and clean. It's a glorified spring cleaning. Tomorrow is Earth Day. Earth Day was invented in 1970 to celebrate environmentalism. And the founders targeted college and high school campi around the country to raise awareness for these issues to keep the earth clean. And they chose the week of April 19th through the 25th, one of those days in there, because it's the week least likely to interfere with spring breaks or finals. And we all know that Arbor Day and especially Earth Day have some political overtones. But we can all agree on one thing. When winter is over, we need to clean up. And what is it we need to clear away? All the dead stuff. Winter kills. It kills everything that isn't evergreen or hibernates or goes south for the winter. And sure, the perennial plants will grow back like grass and strawberries, but not before we clear their dead relatives out of the way. If we don't, the plants will choke under the weight of those who died before them. And so we have to deal with all this dead stuff. In the early days, Adam didn't have to deal with dead stuff. God had him tend the Garden of Eden, but it's kind of unfathomable to us what exactly that entailed, because there was no death. He never had to clear out dead shrubs. He never had to pull out stumps. But when he, along with his wife, brought sin into the world, he also brought death into the world. And God told him right away that tending his garden would no longer be a bed of roses. Our sin surrounds us in death. Not just the death of a few plants in the yard, but the reality of 6,000 years of dead bodies filling the earth. The dirt that you see today is just a collection of dead matter with a few rocks in it. Food for worms. And the worms, too, will die and add to the soil. As Hamlet observed, "A man may fish with a worm that hath eat of a king, and eat of the fish that hath fed that worm." Death is unpleasant. And more so because it reminds us that physical death leads to eternal death for those who are not holy before God. Because of your sinful flesh, your body too will die if the Lord doesn't come again first. So how do you escape being placed in the brush fire? The Apostle Paul answers that question in 1 Corinthians 15:53. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." You have to become incorruptible. You have to become immortal. How? Well, you're not going to do it on your own. What's the unholy trinity? The devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh. You are one of the things that is killing you. You can't beat death because your sin makes you a brother of death. Fighting death would be like punching yourself in the face. We need outside help. But thanks be to God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. By His grace we conquer death because Jesus fought death for us. It was already clear from the beginning that Christ was the champion over death. He brought people back to life. The young man at Nain, Jairus' daughter, Lazarus. And even before he came onto the earth, he gave Elijah the power to bring back the widow of Zarephath's son. Good for them, but what about us? To rid us all of the eternal consequences of death, which we brought onto ourselves through sin, Jesus, who had no sin, made himself mortal and took on our ultimate punishment. He experienced all our corruption. But Jesus was God and the author of life. So death had no dominion over him. He rose on that first Easter Sunday and gave us the spoils of his victory. For those who he has called to believe and enjoy the fruits of his labor, he has given incorruption and immortality. Death is now a harmless bodily function. We live and will live eternally with our great champion. So as you go out there today and rake out all that dead stuff, do it in the name of your Savior, Jesus Christ, who guaranteed that you who have put on His immortality will not suffer a similar fate. As Paul concludes, so when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying which is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We'll sing hymn 201, verses 1, 3, and 5. We'll be using an alternate setting.